My name is Daniel Downs. I'm the Director of Digital Learning in North Reading Public Schools. I'm here with Kathy Dasho, who is a K-12 Digital Learning Specialist. And this is our podcast on K-12 robotics topics for the month of April 2018. So what we're going to cover in the next 10 minutes or so is we're going to cover the FIRST robotics platform for K-1 and grades 2 through 5. We're also going to talk about how coders and the Carnegie Mellon Video Trainer can be used in your classroom. So the very first topic I'd like to talk about is that we recently had a visit from Vinny Rodino from FIRST Robotics, whose main location is up in Manchester, New Hampshire. And he met with us around how we could potentially implement K-1 and grades 2 through 5 FIRST programs embedded within our curriculum. So we had a good conversation with him and our team about looking at how we could potentially get funding for this program and also look at how we could fit it within our curriculum. We also had discussions with their curriculum specialist around some of the connections to the Common Core standards and also the National Science standards. And one of the great things he was able to do was provide us with a Lego WeDo basic set that we could explore amongst our team and share and talk about potentially how that could be implemented to our current curriculum. With a range of robotics platforms, it would be nice to have something consistent that all our teachers and students are working on in the fourth grade is what we were thinking. And along the lines of that same conversation, Vinny brought to us that FIRST is also offering a grant to school districts for piloting a K-1 curriculum using a Lego Duplo model. It's a little different than the Lego League for the grades 2 through 5. And the Lego Duplo model, the pilot is, they're actually, Lego is having some grants for districts that have a certain percentage of free and reduced lunch students that are going to be able to take advantage of that pilot. And also, as long as they're open to having some research done in the classroom in terms of the success of that pilot. Even though we may not have the numbers to support that, we're still considering how we could integrate the K-1 program into our elementary schools, because, you know, it's very exciting to have Lego Duplo and the curriculum that comes along with it from FIRST. And it also starts those conversations in North Reading for us around looking to streamline the FIRST program's grades 2 through 5 within a trimester. So we're really at the very beginning stages of looking at this. And what I'll do is in the bottom of this video, I'll add some notes with the YouTube video that kind of introduces the Lego WeDo from FIRST. Some of the highlights are that it aligns with the Common Core and National Science standards, but it also allows students to explore robotics, you know, in that very early age of K-1, and also depending on what your school can implement, grades 2 through 5 with a curriculum that goes beyond just robotics classroom with its challenges. So it's a great opportunity. And what I would say is, you know, if you want more information about this, you want to contact Vinny Rodino, who is Director of School Engagement for FIRST Robotics out of Manchester, New Hampshire, vrodino@firstinspires.org. I can leave that information at the bottom of the video as well. So I have Kathy Dasho here, who's one of our amazing K-12 digital learning specialists who has worked great with many different types of robotics platforms over her career. How many years have you been teaching robotics, Kathy?
Thank you, Dan, for that wonderful intro. I was thinking that while I was sitting here. I think I've been teaching robotics at least about 9 years now. We actually started here in North Reading with the NXTs, graduated to the EV3s, and in the high school now we're doing VEX. And what I wanted to talk about a little bit was when I first started way back with the NXTs, I actually started out with a product called the Carnegie Mellon Video Trainer, which if you're a beginning teacher and robotics seems a little bit intimidating to you, it's a great way to organize yourself those first few years